Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Clay Douglas. And Clay is going to be speaking at the conspiracy conference that's going to be held at the Great America. That's in Santa Clara, just north of San Jose. Here in California, it's going to be on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of May. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And if you'd like to know more about the conspiracy conference, the telephone number is 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. And there are going to be a lot of fascinating speakers there from all points, from the far left to the far right to the middle to the radical middle. And Clay has certainly been asked to be a speaker there. He's been active in the Patriot movement for many years. He had his own magazine that he had for a long time, and more recently he had a serious accident. We were really concerned whether he'd ever be back, but he's back in fighting form. How are you, Clay?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Now, of course, what are we going to be talking about at the conspiracy conference?
Well, I'll be talking about progress of the New World Order. It's what I've been talking about for the last 10 years. Stan, it's just getting hotter and heavier all the time. Well, we've got the national ID card passed by 2008. We will be a total police state.
Well, I think that, of course, what most Americans don't understand is what they really want is a cashless society. What they really want, this is a prelude to having a chip in every American. Would you agree with that or not?
I would agree with that. As a matter of fact, the feeling is, and the opinions are, that the cards, or the driver's license, or the national ID card, which is the driver's license, will become with this act. Will contain the radio frequency ID device, or RFID chips. We've already tested them, and they've test marketed them in many national products, from razor blades on who knows how many. And, that's all in the works. And it's just a matter of time. You're afraid you're going to lose your card? Well, we can implant this in your hand. And matter of fact, they did that years ago. Back when I was still in New Mexico, the Germans that had come over to Alamogordo on the base down there would walk into the Walmarts and just wave their hand over the scanner, and they would be ID'd. So that's been around for several years, not necessarily in Americans yet, but that'll change here pretty quickly.
It's amazing to me how they're selling this idea to the American people under the name of, oh, the danger of identity theft. Oh, what a terrible danger it is. Why, they can make your life so miserable. And they spent literally tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on these television ads where they have a man who speaks like a woman and a woman who speaks like a man. And they play those over and over and over again on television, the danger of identity theft. But they, of course, what are they selling? I mean, they're not selling a product at all. So why are they doing that? Why they're preparing is, of course, for the cashless society. Okay. And, of course, the solution, well, I think Clay's already said it.
Cashless and controlled society.
Right.
The automatic gun registration, for instance?
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Clay Douglas, who's going to be a speaker at the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be held in Santa Clara at the Great American. It's very close to Great American over there. Great American Amusement Park. It's going to be on the 28th and 29th of this month. And, of course, it's going to be on, that's a Saturday and Sunday, all day long. If you'd like more information about the Conspiracy Conference, 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. There are a lot of people on the left who believe there's a conspiracy. There's a lot of people on the right who believe there's a conspiracy. There's a lot of people in the middle who think there's a conspiracy. But everybody differs as to what it is. Some people think it's the communists. Some people think it's the Council on Foreign Relations. Other people think it might be the Masons or some other secret society. Well, you're going to hear just a cross-section of the people with their various beliefs. Some people, well, probably there won't be that many Christians, although there'll be a few of us there. And we show up because, well, if we don't show up, why, we lose by default. And here's an opportunity to reach people who have way out ideas, but of course to begin to introduce them perhaps to the truth, at least to let them understand that there really is a logical explanation for everything going on, but you're not going to find it reading a lot of the crazy books that are out there. Well, with us, of course, is Clay Douglas, who's going to be a speaker, and he has told us he's going to be talking about the move towards the New World Order, and we were just talking about how they keep telling us about the danger of identity theft. Oh, identity theft is terrible. Oh, you've got to be so concerned about identity theft. Why we have a man who talks like a woman and a woman who talks like a man, and they're having a great time with our money, and it can ruin us. And of course, the solution is, they never tell you the solution is going to be a cashless society with everybody with a chip. That's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing games with our minds, and they're using television to create our reality, of course, to mold our minds, to form our tastes, to suggest our ideas. Would you say that would be a fairly good appraisal of what's going on, Clay?
Yes, I would, Stan. You know, I would worry a lot more about a government employee, a state worker, or a federal employee, knowing everything about me, what I eat, what I drink, what my tastes are, where my guns are, how many I've got, what kind of ammunition I have, than worry about some poor credit card thief running out with one of my credit cards trying to charge up something. And we've got a great cross-section of people that are going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Con. Jack McLam, Dr. Nick Begich, the author of the HAARP Project, Michael Tsarian, The Origins of Evil is the name of his book.
Oh, that thought right there. Oh, that thought. Well, our guest is Clay Douglas. And Clay, could you get perhaps a little closer to your microphone? It almost sounds like you're sort of in a barrel.
All right, I can. Let me turn that microphone up a little bit, Stan. Is that helped a little bit?
I think maybe turn it down a little bit. Why don't you turn it down a little bit?
Okay. All right.
All right.
How's that?
Well, that's a lot better. Thank you so very much. Okay. And of course, Clay is talking about the people who are going to be at the conference. Certainly, Dr. Nick Begich, who we've interviewed on some of our programs, and Michael Tsarian, who is a very interesting individual. Spiritually, I might disagree with him, but he's got a lot of fascinating information on the occult beliefs of the cults that have been around for thousands of years. Information that the average Christian really doesn't fathom, because the mystery religions have been around here. There are all sorts of people. Dick Gregory's going to be there, Clay Douglas, and so many others. We're going to have, of course, a table. But anyway, now you're going to be talking about the New World Order and the threat of the New World Order. What specifically, besides the coming of ID cards and this move towards total surveillance of everybody here, of course, in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who is so powerful he hasn't been able to launch even one more terrorist attack on the United States. Either we have the most amazing intelligence now, or we had... how could we have such good intelligence now to block attacks on America when they were so totally incompetent before 9/11?
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, I just don't buy into the fact of an all-powerful Arab hiding in a cave in Afghanistan somewhere, being able to call down our Air Force, stand down our Air Force. I don't believe that Osama bin Laden planted the explosives that brought down building number 7 and almost surely brought down the other two when Larry Silverstein made the statement on national television, well, I brought down building number 7. Me and the fire department decided to bring down building number 7, which meant he had explosives planted in that building. And, you know, if you study the videos and listen to the experts enough, the other two towers were most certainly brought down by explosives, not by a plane running into it.
Well, of course, I don't even think we even need to question anything other than who planted the two passports. I mean, I forget about everything else. I think building number 7, there's no question that that came down from explosives. I mean, you certainly didn't have that plane come down because, of course, it got hit by a plane, or it was simply a fire there down in the basement that somehow caused the whole building to sort of implode, just like it had explosives in it. But the question, rather than get into whether there were explosives in the Twin Towers, those two passports, the one that, of course, survived the plane that hit the North Tower, the other one that survived the crash in Pennsylvania, there is no way that those could have happened by accident. Those had to be planted, and if they were planted, then somebody knew who the terrorists were who were supposed to be on those planes. And if they knew ahead of time who they were, why didn't they try to stop it?
Because we needed the Pearl Harbor. We needed another Pearl Harbor, and that 9/11 was it. And we used that as an excuse to launch a war on terror. And you know, one of the things that happened here, and that I'll be talking about, Stan, I have a video out called The True Face of FEMA. I went to a Homeland Security meeting. Of course, FEMA rolled into Homeland Security. We've been talking about it, people like John Trockman, and you know, we've been talking about FEMA and what it could become for many, many years ago, 10 years ago.
Now, the FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Administration, which is now part of the Office of Homeland Security.
That's right.
And, of course, they really have been busy setting up the possibility of detention camps just in case there's civil unrest in this country.
I have a video with Colonel John Brinkerhoff, formerly of FEMA, now with Homeland Security. And he makes the following statement, and my video will be available at the Conspiracy Con, and we'll be talking about it. I'll probably be playing clips from it. But, Stan, he says, and he's lecturing law enforcement in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at Sandia Labs on Kirtland Air Force Base, and we got in. I got my film crew in, and we filmed him. And he's given a long introduction. Here's his sterling record. And he tells law enforcement and military personnel in Albuquerque that in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to contain and contain people, because you know, some of them just won't follow orders.
Well, the thing is, where are they going to get 400,000 troops?
Well,
our troops are all
that.
Overseas.
He's asked that. He's asked that by the people, the law enforcement personnel. But are you talking about the National Guard, Colonel? Oh, no. They're too expensive. And besides that, they're going to be in Iraq or Afghanistan or Bosnia or Chechnya or someplace like that. No, we need a cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. A week after my film came out, John Ashcroft got up and used the exact same phraseology with a different number. He said, we need 25,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops for the UN Rapid Strike Force. And the only thing I can come up with, the only place that we're going to find UN troops that are cheap, well-trained, organized, and disciplined may be explained by why they're teaching Chinese troops to speak English right now.
Well, I think that we really want to be very concerned that they can precipitate an event. We know that they precipitated events in the past. We know that anybody who studied Pearl Harbor will realize that we'd cut off the oil supplies to Japan. They intentionally to push them into a position where they would attack the United States. Of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which they used to justify getting into the end of Vietnam, was all a lie, so it wouldn't even have to be a real event. They could just tell us there was a real event, and then, of course, they could precipitate a crisis. Are the people that evil? And I would like to suggest there really are evil people who would push us into a war in Iraq, where already 100,000 Iraqis and Afghans have died, as well as, of course, our own troops as well. But where is the outcry from the American people? And now they said, oh, it was all a mistake, but now that we're there, we just can't get out. Well, I like to say, why can't we get out?
Why can't we get out? And why can we devote so much time and energy to protecting the borders of Iraq when we can't even protect, the government won't protect our own borders, won't let our border patrol protect our own borders? They've even set the border patrol back, told them they couldn't make any arrests because they didn't want the Minuteman to look good in the public eye.
Well, of course, they didn't call these people who were there trying to, civilians trying to guard the border. They deprecated them by calling them vigilantes. They used that term vigilantes to discredit them. These were loyal Americans who were concerned about the invasion of the United States as being facilitated by the leaders of both political parties, whose allegiance is not to America, but to this globalist dream of tearing down borders and eventually merging us all into this one world system. But
well,
the stepping stones
happening here right now with the border situation, Stan, is perfect Hegelian dialectic.
Could you explain that to our listeners?
Well, it is creating a problem. You create a problem, and then you offer the solution to it. And the problem, we've got, 20 million illegal aliens here. Well, we're going to do something. Well, we're going to come up with a national ID card. And that's the solution to the problem. It's not going to stop illegals. It's not going to remove illegals. The Minutemen proved that the American people could stop the illegals from coming across, but the Border Patrol, and I spoke with the Border Patrol last week. It was last weekend. I went down there, and I talked with Border Patrol. I pulled over a couple of them and talked to them about it. They weren't angry at the Minutemen. They just were a little worried about them because they said a lot of these people are coming across with drugs. A lot of people these people are coming across with arms. We've got more than just Mexicans down there. There's Chinese, mainland Chinese coming across the border. Killed them, the Border Patrol here last year. And the Border Patrol agents know what's going on. And they're very, very disturbed and upset, and their superiors have continually reined them in. They want the illegals coming here. They want the crime they bring with them here so they can justify more and more of a police state, and so they can justify the national ID card, which is nothing. It's not going to be anything like what they're saying, Stan. It's going to be a way to monitor your gun purchases. And, there was a news story that just came out in New Jersey where they're proposing if you get caught with guns in your home, confiscating your home. It's just the laws have been tightened down and ratcheted down in Canada, and the same way it was in Australia. And has it solved the crime problem? No, Stan. The crime keeps going up.
And I think it's really so vitally important that people understand this is the Hegelian concept. You create two forces, you get them into conflict, and then, of course, you come up with a solution. Why we've got to disarm everybody in America because some of those illegal aliens have weapons. We've got to give everybody an ID card. And yet, of course, people read the newspapers. Just this last week, the federal government is going to begin paying hospitals to take care of the illegal aliens. We're doing everything on one hand to attract them here, and then on the other hand, they're saying, oh, shucks, isn't it a shame? Well, we're going to have to take away the freedom from the American people. Everybody's going to have an ID card. That way, we'll control the aliens coming across the border. Does anybody really believe that? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Clay Douglas, and we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
If you're looking for a comfortable residential care facility for yourself or a loved one, consider Cozy Home in Moss Landing. The 6-bed facility provides nutritious home-cooked meals, special diets, private rooms, recreational activities, on-site podiatry, occupational and physical therapy, 24-hour supervision, as well as housekeeping, personal laundry service, transportation for doctor's appointments, and much, much more. The facility is located at 97 Springfield Road in Moss Landing. Please call Crystal at 831-840-1361. That's 831-840-1361. Or Elsie at 831-840-2410. That's 831-840-2410. And ask for a brochure or a tour of the facility.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is this Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Clay Douglas, and Clay is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 28th and 29th of May over in the Santa Clara area by Great American. And the telephone number, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, is 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Now, we have Bart calling from Carmel. Bart, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, and a brief comment. Gentlemen, Clay, sir, the great citizen that you are, I was very thrilled and happy to hear you back on the air. I've been appreciating your analysis for a long, long time. And briefly, before I get to my question, sir, how are you?
I am fine. I lost my magazine with my accident. I was unconscious for 3 months. I was in the hospital for 4 months. When I got out, I had lost the Free American. It had gone down I still publish Thunder Riders magazine. I still do radio. I'm on mornings now on American Voice. I am. I have my website, freeamerican.com. I still sell some of my products, like my Miracle 2 and Neil Regerson, and I have three DVDs or videos out. And Stan, I would like to give out my phone number.
Oh, you go right ahead.
Call me at 888-678-1444.
Give it one more time.
That's 888-678-1444. Oh. And the website, of course, is freeamerican.com. You know, Stan, I would love to restart the Free American. You know, it simply takes more money than I had. I got hit by an uninsured motorist. My motorcycle was totaled. My head was smashed, and I wasn't supposed to live, according to the ambulance drivers. They said nobody, they told the witnesses, nobody injured that badly could possibly live. I showed up at the firehouse about 4 months ago just to let them know that they were wrong.
Okay, Bart, did you have a question for Clay?
Yes, I did. God brought you back to be with us at this time. You're very valuable, sir.
My
question is this. Most of us, I think, would agree that to go to the final phase of the police state takeover, they're going to need another event. And I think they're setting it up right now. I've heard through reliable sources that Israel is preparing to go into Iran starting any time between May 21st and the end of June. And I think this will be the lighted match which will light the room full of gasoline and bring it on. What do you think, sir?
The in my opinion here, we have a group of people, and many of them, this is not a racial thing, or I'm not pointing the finger at the Jews, because the majority of the Jews, 20,000 of them in New York City, marched in New York City, and the Free American was the only magazine that covered it. I put them on the cover of the Free American. They marched protesting the Zionist state of Israel, and it is Israel, the government of Israel, that has the most to gain from an attack on Iran. They're the ones instigating it. We know that they've been spying here. The FBI has indicted many members of the American Israeli Political Action Committee, and they've been investigating them and many of Bush's neocons. I think what we're seeing here in America here is almost an exact duplicate of what happened to the people of Russia before millions and millions of them were slaughtered when the Bolsheviks took over. We the Bolsheviks isn't politically correct, so we call them neocons now.
All right, fine. Anything else, Bart?
That's it. Clay, I think you are absolutely right on the money, and God bless you, sir, and thank you.
All right, fine. Of course, the thing is that the neocons in this country, there are many people who want to involve us in a war with Iran. This is as incredible as it may seem. If you've ever read the writings of William Kristol, who's the editor of the New Standard magazine, we actually have the text of his interview with Ted Koppel. We talked about how we were going, first of all, to take Afghanistan and Iraq and then Syria and then Iran and then North Korea and then Saudi Arabia. And I'm listening to this ABC television program. Where is the outcry from the American people? Don't they understand these people are going to plunge America into World War III? But you see, the average individual really can't believe it could happen. It could never happen here. Well, I saw the cities of Germany following the Second World War, the rubble. And I can imagine the same thing happening right here in the United States. Because once we get into this coming war, you never know how that war is going to end. And with so many countries having nuclear weapons now and hating America, well, if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever.
R14.
the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Clay Douglas, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, my fear is if when this World War III comes about, and when Iran is attacked, and whether Israel attacks or whether we attack or whatever may happen, I think there are going to be terrible consequences as far as the state of Israel is concerned. But I don't think that anybody in their right mind can believe that there will not be retaliation against the United States. You see, there was no hatred of America before we went over and, of course, went into Afghanistan in the name of getting Osama bin Laden, but didn't try to get Osama bin Laden, because if we'd gotten Osama bin Laden, how could we have justified continuing the war? And we actually have an article out of the Washington Times where a high government official is quoted as making that statement. If you'd like to see it, just call and ask for the 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the Washington Times article on Osama bin Laden. And it's very obvious, if we got Osama bin Laden, how would we then have justified not only continuing the war in Afghanistan and killing all those people, but then going into Iraq and killing all those people? Oh, when there really were no weapons of mass destruction anyway that were threatening us. I think there were weapons of mass destruction. They moved to Syria. But of course, and the government knows that. They just haven't told the American people that, because everything is trying to confuse them. Well, Clay, you know, right now I share your concern that we may very well be in a war, whether it'll be in a few months or a few years, but I think that the war in the Middle East is going to continue, and anybody who thinks that our troops are going to come home or this conflict over there is going to end, I think it's just they've been watching too much television.
Stan, it's worse than you even
portray it to be, because we're not only over there killing pretty much innocent Iraqi women and children and men, we are killing our own troops, our own sons and daughters, by the use of depleted uranium.
And I think that's such an important issue. Why don't you develop that? Because the average citizen here, unless they get up on the internet and see what the Royal Institute of Medicine has said, or the UN commissions have said, or foreign scientists have said, they're never going to hear about how we're poisoning our troops and future generations of Americans with this terrible, terrible nuclear product.
Sir, we tested depleted uranium in White Sands Missile Range, and even today we have groups in Socorro, New Mexico. We've got people poisoned by the depleted uranium that drifted over from White Sands Missile Range. We have people, we have groups over there that are trying to make people aware of the cancer and the tuberculosis and the other diseases caused by this. We've got people in America talking about Gulf War illness. We've seen the deformed babies from the soldiers that were in the first Gulf War come back over here. We've seen them. That was on the cover of Life magazine, and yet, you know, people don't understand that we did that to our own men. We improved upon Agent Orange that killed so many Vietnam vets and has damaged so many Vietnam vets. We've improved on that. We've got depleted uranium now, the weapon that kills, that penetrates tanks, and keeps on killing.
I think
the research is there. We put more uranium, no more radiation in Iraq in this last war. We put the equivalent of 27 to 47 nuclear bombs that we dropped on Hiroshima on our own troops.
Well, I think that people have to understand that there's been an increase in cancer in southern Iraq, where there was so much depleted uranium used 10 years ago, 15 years ago now, and there's been a marked increase, at least according to the doctors there, in the number of deformed Iraqi children. People do not understand that depleted uranium is 100% uranium. It's simply they've taken some of the, most of the uranium-235 out, the rest of it is uranium-238, but it still is constantly emitting nuclear radiation. And you know, other countries throughout the world have said that this is a crime against humanity. And if you go up in the internet, you'll see this, and yet totally blacked out by the controlled press here in the United States.
The Gulf War illness that you've heard so much about is nothing more than radiation poisoning. You know, there may have been something in some of the vaccines that they gave. I mean, I know when I volunteered for Vietnam in 1964, you know, I was given some type of shot and immediately caught spinal meningitis. So there's a certain amount of that that goes on in our vaccines, and I'm sure you've covered that, as I have over many, many radio shows, about the dangers of the mercury in the vaccines that they give us. But the depleted uranium, you know, once you shoot it, yeah, it might penetrate a tank. Yeah, it might be able to blow up a building. But the dust and the that is created from that, inhaled by our own soldiers, is killing them, and it's wreaked havoc with our first Gulf War vets. You know, I think there's 100,000 of them that have been touched by this Gulf War illness, as they call it.
Well, actually, we have any of our listeners out there who would like to see the report that came out from the Veterans Administration September of last year. We'll send them the pages. Actually, as of September of last year, 174,000 Gulf War veterans had been given some sort of a disability rating, but what they don't tell you is they have another 300,000 veterans they just haven't gotten around to yet, that they're just waiting to get their ratings. So there are 174,000 they've given ratings to, another 300,000 that are waiting for ratings. If you look and see of the British troops who went over to the Gulf, why 62% of them have the symptoms of Gulf War illness of the troops from the New England Air Unit, 65%, I think it was something like 38% of one Kansas unit, 45% of another one. You're never going to see these figures, but we got it from the Veterans Administration. Anybody would like to see those figures, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you the pages from the government report that was totally blacked out by the controlled media. And if there's 174,000 that have been given disability and another 300,000 waiting for disability, how many boys are going to be permanently disabled from this war, not by their wounds, but by what we've done with the vaccines and the depleted uranium?
Stan, it's so hard for Americans to believe that their own government would actually be turning against, you know, their own troops, our sons and daughters that are over there. But that's exactly what's happening. In my opinion, the reason they doused us with Agent Orange in Vietnam, the reason they subjected us or are subjecting us to depleted uranium right now, is that the government simply doesn't want trained combat troops coming back to this country and becoming aware of what you and I are aware of, that our country is in on the road the same way that the Russian Russia was to becoming the Soviet Union, to becoming the New World Order, to becoming the American Empire here. They don't want the troops coming back trained and able to fight and able to resist.
Well, I think that they are doing a magnificent job of killing off a whole generation of our young people. And people say, nothing could be that evil. And I would say, why not? If you believe the Bible, it tells you that the forces that rule this world are basically and inherently evil. Christians are in this world, but not of this world. But there really are evil and wicked people. How do you understand the 60 million people killed in the Gulag, the Soviet Union, and starved to death in Ukraine? Why don't we ever mention those 60 million Russians who were killed, or the 100 million Chinese who were killed? How could you suppress that information? Unless, of course, you control the media.
What's happening right here in America now with the illegals being driven here by their own government, they're being driven into this country, is setting the stage the same way the Bolsheviks went to the peasantry in Russia and somehow convinced the peasantry without the benefit of television and the media that they have now, convinced the peasantry that somehow the Tsar was evil, or the Tsar was bad for him, when he was actually a benevolent ruler. It's you know, the same thing is happening here right now, and it's going to happen to Americans. You can see it in the Ocalan movement, how the, California is ours. New Mexico and Arizona and Texas is ours.
But you're speaking out.
The protests that were happening there in California the other day, remember they had the obscenity, the Alamo? You know, this is setting two peoples against each other. Well, it's almost classic in history. You know, it's the Mongols overrunning the civilized world again. It's being done purposely, and they're being given a free pass to get up here, assisted in getting up here, given comic books by their own government telling them how to get up here, what to do once they get up here, and all it takes is the incident. It could be the tsunami that they think will hit the east coast from that volcano that's going to slide into the ocean of the Canary Islands. It could be a mock nuclear attack. It could be a release of, just like in the video, a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area. We need 400,000 while I'm there trying to organize disciplined troops.
All right, I think it's so important that people understand what is happening with the illegal invasion is happening intentionally. It is being financed by the Ford Foundation with the full help of the leaders of both political parties. They want a bilingual nation. In other words, they want to be able to play one group against the other. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that. That's why President Bush referred to the Minutemen who were down there trying to guard 20 miles of the border. He referred to them as vigilantes. Why? To use that word to disparage these patriots who are concerned about our nation and our future.
I'm not sure who to advance, who to attribute this quote to, but somebody said once, you know, if they were just stupid, occasionally they make a mistake in our favor.
Well, that's been around for a long time, but you know, I think we need to get the American people to really understand that what is going on is not accidental. It is very well calculated, really back in 1988, when I was running for Congress. Why, Senator Hayakawa, who is a Japanese-American, but he was an American first, and he was trying to get English, the one language, the official language of this country, and he couldn't understand why all these people of great power and influence and wealth were opposing having English the official language of the United States. But you see, Senator Hayakawa and the people back then didn't understand this is long-range planning. How can you have, if English is the official language of the United States, then how can you have two official languages? How can you get the groups in here fighting with one another, just exactly as they do in France, they do in Canada, where they get the French Canadians aligned against the English-speaking Canadians? You play one group against the other, and you can control both sides. That's what it's all about.
I find it interesting. On Saturdays, I do a motorcycle-oriented radio show. Goes up 50,000 watts all over America. And this last week, I started talking about the national ID card and the act there. And, I even used material from the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, so people would understand this is not a racist thing. As a matter of fact, the Border Patrol agents that I talked to were Hispanic, and they understood what was going on better than most American people. But somebody called out and said, well, how can you talk? You're saying that our president was a moral profiteer. I said, no, our president wasn't. I didn't say our president was. I said our vice president was, Dick Cheney, Halliburton. They cleaned up over here. And, the guy was irate with me, Stan, a typical brainwashed American. And I said, well, you know what? I said, let me give you a quote. Let me give you a quote by a former president, Teddy Roosevelt, to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, it is morally treasonable to the American public.
Our loyalty is to the Constitution, not to the people who are in office. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the foundation of our freedom rests upon the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. And, of course, they don't even allow the Declaration to be taught in our schools today. Why? What is it was the very foundational document. The Constitution was actually put in place to secure the rights that were talked about in the Declaration of Independence. But you see, the Declaration of Independence talks about God, and there is a conspiracy against God, and that is what this is really all about. It's to destroy this country, because at one time we truly were a Christian nation.
That's right. And, Teddy Roosevelt was a very, very smart man and a dedicated American. He also said there is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. There is the one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin, of preventing all possibility of it continuing to be a nation at all, would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities.
And that's exactly what the invisible government is working for today. When they changed the immigration laws back in 1965, and while our attention was focused on what was happening in Vietnam, why they brought in the Great Society, they changed the immigration laws, they found the right to abortion, they basically brought in the Great Society, and they centralized all power in Washington, D.C.
You know, Stan, if there had been 100 million, or let's just say 20 million Iraqis massed on our borders, I would have been all for the war against them to protect this country. Now we have 20 million illegal aliens, many of them criminals, like the MS-13 group from Nicaragua.
that have here and that have spread crime from Los Angeles to Long Island, New York. And yet, we are not mobilizing against these criminals that have been pouring into our country. You know, why aren't American people, the Minutemen at least brought this to the national attention, they couldn't ignore us anymore. The president and Condoleezza Rice did their best to offset that impact.
By referring to them as vigilantes. Why would they do that? Because they know what the meaning of that word is. That was to demonize those people. And anybody who stands up for righteousness is going to be demonized. Clay, get your telephone number out there one more time.
My number is 888-678-1444. My website is Free American Stand. If somebody needs protection from flu or colds without vaccines, I've got a Regisin. If you want to stay clean and healthy, I've got the Miracle 2 products, and I can certainly use the orders and use the help. We've got to keep fighting. I've got to stay alive and stay healthy and keep fighting
the
new world order.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Stan.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course people say, oh, well, you're just all so negative. Well, I think that we have to tell Americans the truth. We have a wonderful four-tape set on depleted uranium. You need to know how they're poisoning our boys. We have a 4-tape set on the Gulf War syndrome that was made some time ago, and yet it is so important you understand the background to this terrible illness that has afflicted so many of our children. If you'd like those papers out of the official government report that came out of the VA in September of last year, and other than one mention in a few newspapers shortly after it came out, totally blacked out by the American media. And, of course, you can always get it off the Internet, but we can always provide it for you as well. We'd be glad to send you one or two pages if you want to get those. To verify what I'm saying, I think it was 62% of the British troops, and I think it was 65 to 67% of the troops from the New England Air Unit that went over there have these disabling symptoms. And, ladies and gentlemen, we've destroyed a whole generation of our youth, and not only that, but of course you need to know what they've done with the fluoride, you need to know what they've done with the mercury, what they've done with the aspartame. They are all poisons to the brain. And little wonder then so many of our young people today, when they graduate from high school, cannot compete scholastically in scholastic aptitude tests with students from other nations. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than destroy the minds of its children? If you'd like to get the great new talk I have on fluoridation, it's a DVD. It's a talk we just gave about 2 weeks ago, and we have a great syllabus that goes with that. We'll give you all the documentation on the fact that, first of all, they're not using sodium fluoride. Most fluoridation, they're using ferrosilicic acid, that in 90% of the communities that are fluoridating, they're putting in arsenic and lead and cadmium and polonium-20 as well as a sodium chloride or calcium chloride product into the water. Why are we adding lead and arsenic? Those lead damages the mind. Arsenic is carcinogenic. Why are we adding it to the water? Well, you want to be able to document everything you're saying. So if you'd like to get our new video, and it's a DVD on fluoride, that's me talking, of course. It's called The Fluoride Deception. Why you need to get that, you need to get the new syllabus. We have the wonderful book, The Fluoride Deception. We have a video on fluoridation of drinking water. This is actually a DVD put together by our good friend Dr. Kennedy. Got a couple of 4-tape sets. You need to have the information at your fingertips. They're poisoning our people. And you need to understand depleted uranium. You need to understand the Gulf War illness. A wonderful book, Vaccine A, goes into the anthrax vaccine and why so many people who took that got ill. We have a 4-tape set on Vaccine A. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people. You read Ephesians 6:8, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spirits of wickedness in high places. And if you're a Christian, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. And if you're not a Christian, you certainly should be, and you should ask that question. You know, if I were to die tomorrow and I were to stand before the gates of heaven and ask why I should be allowed into the presence of a truly holy God who created the heaven and earth, how would you answer that question? And we're all going to live throughout all eternity. The question is, where are we going to live throughout eternity? Are you going to live in heaven? Are you going to live in hell? Well, I believe that people need to begin to evaluate this, because we're moving into a terrible period here in America. And what I do try to get people to understand, they're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. We're losing so many souls to the dark side. Hopefully the people who listen to this program will become educated and help us to reach others. Remember our telephone number, it's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet. We'll be glad to send you our catalog that lists all of how you can reach us, or a free copy of our newsletter, the latest one on the myth of the two-party system. So pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.